Good evening, wonderful people, great dear friends, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. Once again, we welcome you to hopefully a very illuminating, very enlightening, in-depth lecture, tutorial, and enlightenment series that most people are very proud of all over this very planet Earth. I welcome you, each and every one of you. I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, because this very radio station, this very platform ordained by heaven itself, is listened to right across every time zone, every continent on this very planet Earth, in well over 160 countries. I welcome you, and as always, as I do so, I encourage you to welcome those who are around you. You must bring your pen and your paper with you. You must bring at least a dose of common sense with you. You must be of a very discerning mind, an analytical person, or persons as the case may be, for those of you who are listening in groups. You can join us this evening, of course, via Facebook Live. They will suppress the numbers if you're kicked out of my Facebook page, which they are going to do, because Facebook is very corrupt and they are working for the sustenance of the damnable Zoological Republic, which is a terrorist state. They support terrorists. They are promoters of neocolonialism, and of course they are also beholden to those who are corrupt and holding on tenaciously to power in Africa. If Facebook kicks you out of my page, then you have IPOB Community Radio. Those of you who are in Biafra land, besieged Biafra land, I would say, because SARS is everywhere arresting people, even in Obibo today. And even in Owaza, the army are there also killing and arresting people. We are a people under a lot of torment and siege. Then we are all going to prevail. Those of you in those areas can listen to us via FM 102.1. That same FM can be listened to in Lagos. We are live in Benin City this very evening, a very tumultuous, a very victorious evening for those people of good conscience and lovers of freedom and haters of godfatherism. The people of Igoromigoro have prevailed, and that is a pointer for what is going to happen in Anambra State anytime soon. I don't know when that is going to be, but of course we are working and we are praying that Biafra will be here before then. You can also listen to us via tuning, via radio, Biafra app. You can listen to us via satellite as well, for those of you with a very cheap decoder. I think the decoder is about 5,000 naira, or there are 6,000 naira thereabout. You can listen to Radio Biafra and our transmission live and direct via satellite on any of these numerous platforms that I've mentioned. You can join us. I know that some people, I was informed that some people were actually queuing on YouTube even before we came on air. I welcome sincerely and wholeheartedly each and every one of you, and I will ask you to also welcome other people as well. As I've said, you must be very, very vigilant, because Facebook is in the very ugly and distasteful habit of kicking people away from my page. That may happen to you. If it happens, simply download IPOB Community Radio and you'll be able to join us on that very platform. I welcome you once again. And as always, my name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of IPOB all over the world, Indigenous People of Biafra, the largest mass movement on the face of this very earth, exceptionally formidable, dedicated group of people all over the world working towards the restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra in truth and every honesty. That is why we maintain assiduously so that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. Nobody can contend with that. They understand that. And I believe very soon everything will be made manifest. I welcome you once again. I welcome you, each and every one of you. And we are going to pray. We are going to pray this evening, as always, as we do here always. Anytime we are live on air, we must hand over all that we are unto the Most High. It's a very short prayer, and I will pray in English language this very evening, not the language of heaven. And I'm sure that even the angels, when they begin to praise and to adore the creation that we enjoy today, which is the Most High, they will do so in the language of the ancients, in Igbo language. And because everything we say here comes to pass, not only that, everything you hear, every lecture we deliver, eventually, it is justified, as the governor of Cross River State have done very recently, to confirm what we have always preached, that the Ekoi people, the Ejagan people of Cross River State, are indeed Igbo people. I think he has gone to confirm that. That will be a lecture for another day, but for this very day, we must proceed very hastily to, of course, ask the Most High to be part of what we are doing and to hand over all that we are unto Him. And today we are praying for all Biafrans who are persecuted, those who were arrested, those who were incarcerated, those who the Abia State government, the judiciary of Abia State, are holding hostage, because these are kidnapped victims. I don't want people to say that we've been arrested. We have been kidnapped and being held against the law because we have done nothing wrong. This evening we are praying and committing the family of those, their children, everybody who is in detention, everybody who is a Biafran and you're suffering because of what you believe in, because of your faith in the restoration of Biafra, we are going to pray. We are going to remind heaven that we are still here, suffering in pain, in a lot of turmoil and distress caused by the British for amalgamating the children of light with what is in essence pure darkness. And we must prevail, because darkness can never ever triumph over light. Heavenly Father in heaven, the Almighty Creator of everything that man can observe around him, you are a loving and a very kind Father. Your words are yea and amen, it must come to pass. We come before thee to place before your throne of grace every person, every father, every mother, every uncle, every cousin, every niece, every nephew, every child who has been incarcerated as a result of their belief in the promise that you made your children. That promise is freedom. We are not asking for anything that doesn't belong to us. We are not asking for anything extraordinarily impossible to accomplish or attain. All we seek is that which you have given to every living being, the choice to be free. We were trapped in the damnable zoological republic, not through any design of ours, but because of the colonial interests of Britain. And today, your children are being killed. We are being detained for no other reason than the fact that we dared to rise up to say that we want to be a free people. As we call upon your holy name this very evening, in Obibo, your children are being arrested. In Enugu, your children are being arrested. In Owasa, in Okwa West, your children are being arrested. All over the place, that one of them was beaten to near death. One of them was beaten to near death this very day by the Fulani Janjaweed terrorist army somewhere in Asa High School. You know what? Very, very sad indeed. But we call upon thee to have mercy upon your children. We are being persecuted. We are in prison for no reason. You are the Father. You are God, your Lord Almighty. Please, we are praying that you should be very close to every single one of them, each and every one of them who this very evening, morning or night, depending on where their families are all over the world, those who have loved ones inside the prison of the damnable zoological republic, for you to please have mercy upon us, because we have been confined because of our faith and our belief in Biafra. We pour out all that we are unto thee and ask for your life-saving grace into each and every one of them. Strengthen them and renew them. Give them determination, give them courage, and give them hope. Let them understand that freedom doesn't come very cheaply. And out of their suffering and their pain, and those who have been martyred in this very cause, shall Biafra be reborn. May your Holy Spirit permeate their being with your peace. that surpasses all understanding, and may your sustaining hope warm our tormented hearts, knowing that we can only draw near to you, and that you are with each and every one of us, regardless of the terrible ordeal that we are going through at this moment. Infusing those of them in prison, those who are detained, including our mothers who are in detention, with a sense of your closeness and your presence. And may your holy angels of heaven be ministering to their spirits. May you surround them with your everlasting care and love and support, that each moment of every blessed day, that they may know that their pain and their suffering that they've been forced to endure in the British created hell called Nigeria is for your divine purpose to be fulfilled upon our lives. That this Biafra may come, that the world may rise up to say that indeed these are the children of God, these are the children of light, and unto them and through them shall blessing be upon Africa. Let your word be fulfilled. Let us adore and praise thy holy name in the land of the living, now and forevermore, we pray. He say, without further hesitation, we are going to move speedily ahead to what we have this evening. And I'm going to start, of course, predictably so, with a dossier and what transpired. Somebody wrote to one of us this morning to say that the media is indeed very powerful, because in Benin City right now, as we preach this very gospel of heaven, people are listening, and I'm sure they are rejoicing. In that very land of Idu, that very land this very day lived up to its name, Igodomigodo, the key that unlocks the key. In Edo State this very day, something has happened which before now was deemed almost impossible, because the politics of thuggery, of impunity, the politics of there are no words to describe the politics of the damnable zoological republic, but this very day that very key was inserted into the big key that unlocked the shackles of godfatherism and consigned that little ugly monster, Oshomole, to the scrap heap of history. I want to commend the people of Igodomigodo, because today you have demonstrated bravery, and of course, aided by Governor Yosom Wike, who of course is the only governor in the East that understands the meaning of incumbency and the power that a governor can wield. I do hope that Southeast affiliate governors may one day be able to learn from him. He has led the fight from the front, but we must not forget that one thing that persuaded the mind, the very decayed, corrupt, insipid mind of Alemajiri, Janjaweed, is the threat by the U.S. government. In fact, the imposition of visa ban on most of them. That at least worked towards focusing their minds on not reading the election too horribly. They tried to read. There were a lot of people. The Supreme Court governor sent somebody from Imo State to go and read the elections over there. They got the idiot, and they gave him the sort of treatment that I believe that he deserved. All of them descended. All the corrupt APC criminals descended in Edo State, but Edo people prevailed. Igodomigodo land, as a matter of fact, they prevailed. And they banished Oshomole forever and ever from the front line of politics in the damnable zoological republic. So whilst we are of course commending Edo people, or Igodomigodo people as a matter of fact, we must also commend, because when they do the right thing, I will say it, we must commend the United States ambassador to the Sioux, the U.S. ambassador to Nigeria. For once, they did something right and in the open. If they had been doing this all along, the level of criminality and what I call government banditry will not be this way. Can you see what they have done? For simply banning election riggers, they now concentrated the minds of Fulani INEC and Fulani election riggers, including the aeroplane turner, to do the right thing in Edo State. That was why Edo prevailed. Edo State did not prevail, or Basiki did not prevail, because of all the, should I say, the very brave resistance that a lot of people put up. No, it wasn't that alone. What focused their minds? They thought to themselves, I'm not going to rig this Pastor Malam or Pastor Alhaji into power and then risk my investments in the U.S. They don't have houses in the USA. So this very evening, we must commend the United States ambassador to Nigeria. She has done very well. She has done exceptionally well. And we want them to continue along this line. That's what we want them to do. If they do the right thing, we will praise them to high heavens and back. But if they fail to do the right thing, of course, we will castigate them and rightfully so. So we must understand and recognize the genesis of this very heroic performance by Ikodomi Ikodo people. The very basic foundation was laid by the U.S. ambassador to the zoo. And from there, the people found the courage, summoned the courage to do what is right. And it will go down in the history of the zoological republic that in Edo State, godfatherism was consigned to the scrap heap of history. Again, I know some people said that the same thing could have happened in Lagos with Ambode and Tifnubu, the arch criminal himself, with multiple names. His original mother died. He couldn't even attend the burial. Very sad indeed, but we'll get to that later on. People are saying that Ambode could have done the same thing to Tinubu, but without the support, without the type of pronouncement, the fact that if you rig election, you'll be banned from or stopped from going to the USA, it wouldn't have worked. There had to be a carrot and a stick, and that stick was that visa ban to the United States. That was what focused the minds of all the fallen riggers and all the idiots, including the master we are in Asorok, that came out to congratulate Obaseki. And I'm also congratulating Obaseki, of course. Not that we're interested in the process of the zoo, but we hate injustice. So wherever justice prevails, we acknowledge it and we hail it. And this evening, the mask wearer, the presidency, because ever since we held them to account, they are now using Buhari's name, the dead Buhari who is in a grave, in a shallow grave in Saudi Arabia, they are now using his name. And I also want to say, before I go into this, that this is also an example to those of you who think that you can go and they can turban you, they can tie the sheet on your head. After tying the sheet on your head, they say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, you come back and you become governor. Like it's not going to happen anymore. This is a very clear point. That means that any time that people in the zoo, that's entirely up to them, decide to go to the polls to vote, at least you now know that there is punishment for election riggers and those that promote election or political violence. They now understand that very clearly. And I'm very grateful for that. And I cannot stop thanking the USA for that, because they have now demonstrated once again that they are the conscience of the world. This is something we had expected the EU to do, to expect is belatedly Britain now tacked on, and they won't even enforce it. Forget what Britain said, we will deny visa to those who perpetrate election fraud and violence. Britain will not enforce it. We know that U.S. will, because their legal system in the USA is far more rigorous than you have in the U.K. Forget about the U.K. war. The people that actually turned the tide in it, the woman who did it is the U.S. ambassador to the Zoological Republic, and we commend her for that. Thank you very much. And on top of that, they said it was Vanguard that published this. Vanguard said it's breaking. Buhari congratulates or basically commends electoral process. These are the same bunch of idiots who put Odema in power. A criminal that came forth, they put him in power. Now he is commending the electoral process. I want people to understand that this is what they do. This is the way they operate. They fall on a janjaweed. This is their mindset. They come to your house and they steal 100 naira from you. And when you complain too much, they give you 10 kobo back in return. Some of you, the Indomie generation, you wouldn't know what 10 kobo looks like. 10 kobo is the single unit of the zoo currency. Naira is the bigger one. In hundreds, and then you have, in tens, so to speak. because you have 10 naira, 20 naira, but you also have 1 kobo, 2 kobo, 3 kobo, 4 kobo. I think you even have, you have 1 kobo, you have 5, you have 10, you have 25. I don't know. Maybe it goes up to 100 kobo. I don't know if they have it or not. I don't think they do. What they have now is 1 naira, isn't it? These are the things I need you to understand. Fulani will come to your house and steal your 100 naira in front of you. You'll be complaining and shouting. And then they will give you 10 kobo back in return. And when you say, oh, how about the rest of the money? Your neighbor will now come up and say, no, don't worry. Why are you complaining? After all, you have 10 kobo. Why are you complaining? Me, I have nothing. That is exactly what I've done with the Edo State. They want to give the impression to the world that they can run a free and fair election, and that is the narrative they will run with tomorrow and all throughout the coming days of this very week. So if you're foolish enough, if you're not schooled enough, if you're not intelligent enough, you will think that somehow INEC has changed. There is now a new era of transparent electioneering and vote casting process. Of course it is not. You know it isn't. They only made it possible for Obaseki to win because USA said if you rig election, you're not going anywhere. Because the Kogi State governor, they've already banned him already. Kogi State governor, they've banned him. Now, what I'm saying is that if the US and to an extent the UK, if you know that these people got into power illegitimately by rigging election, why are you according them recognition? Most of them were banned as a result of the 2019 elections. That means that if you're banning somebody for electoral fraud, implicit in that ban is that that person is guilty of committing electoral fraud. And anybody emerging as a result of an electoral system that is not transparent, that is not very clear, you cannot confer legitimacy on such a person or institution. If you have banned Kogi State governor from traveling to the U.S. for committing electoral fraud, that means his office, the office he's holding, is illegitimate. That's what it, by implication. Now, if that is the case, all those that helped in the rigging of a mask wearer, Jubril, then into power, and they have now been banned from traveling to the USA. That means that the government of all these Fulani cabal in Asorok is illegitimate. And they said, Buhari said, but in, according to that very news, the president's spokesman, Garba Shehu, in a tweet on Sunday said, Buhari also commended the people of Edo State, the parties, candidates, and security agencies for conducting themselves responsibly. Can you believe that in the 21st century? 21st century. They are celebrating Edo as if it was their own making, as if all of a sudden Fulani Janja would have decided that there should be free and fair elections. Do you see how that when I don't want to go too hard on black people today, because somebody wrote to me and said that the children are listening. And sometimes they weep and they cry when I say things that I say about black people. And I'm saying it's not for those children, because they are going to grow up very intelligent, very smart and very discerning. They are not going to be as useless as this very generation that we have now. But heaven forbid, no. They won't be that way. What I'm trying to say is that some of you will now go about jubilating and, you know, toasting this very victory of Obaseki to mean that, you know, somehow that democracy has now turned the corner in this view. Of course, it's a lie. As I said, remember, somebody came to your house and stole 100 naira from you. You shouted and you screamed and he gave you back 10 kobo, not 1 naira, 10 kobo in return. And you're saying he has done well. Nobody in their right sense or in their right mind should reason that way. He said, the president added, I have consistently advocated for free and fair elections in the country because it is the bedrock of true democracy. Of course, you saw people being disenfranchised. All of you were there when results were trickling in and INEC was changing it. They were announcing the results and the article was winning, and all of a sudden there was a break, there was a pause. And once they pause, you're finished. I think they paused also in Edo. Until somebody reminded them that America will ban us. So if you don't continue counting, America is a visa ban. I have a house in the US and I want to go there. I want to visit the United States of America. That was what happened. So before you begin to clap for yourselves, you've done nothing. The person that saved the Edo State is the American, the US ambassador in Abuja. That woman made it possible. so you get your facts right. And of course, we are not going to downplay the tenacity of Obaseki himself and also what the role that Wike played. And I think there was one other governor also, a Yoruba governor that was there also that did very, very well, that stood very firm and said, no, this is not going to happen. And for those of you that managed, I don't know how they made it possible, somehow they managed to convince INEC that the results should be transmitted in real time and to a portal online so it won't be rigged. So from polling station, a portal online is making it very clear what the returns are on those polling units. So they couldn't read it. But we are waiting for a replant owner. Maybe a replant owner. If you go to the Supreme Court, and those bunch of idiots with their horse weak, talking, speaking Latin jargon, will tell you that that INEC failed to collect results from Iye Izamu stronghold, and as a result, the number of votes cast will now outnumber those registered on with INEC as eligible voters. Do you now understand it? Do you now understand it? These are the things that people don't know about. That it is our responsibility and our duty to bring it to the attention of the world. That this is what is happening in this zoo. So that some of you don't go jumping up and down and celebrating, because I don't celebrate. A zoo is always a zoo. A zoo will always remain a zoo unless you rise up as we are doing to try to change it. Look at the people who are now telling you that somehow they now believe in free and fair elections, that democracy is good for everybody. It is the bedrock and all that rubbish. Look at the jargon from Poland. Now, let me give you an example. There is a controversy ongoing about the appointment of 7 northerners into management, now I wouldn't say northerners, I would say Fulani, into key management positions in customs, that is in the south. Why I'm raising this is because if tomorrow now America says that there is no federal character in the federal appointments under this regime, they will change. Or maybe appoint 1 or 2 southerners into positions. They'll tell you, oh, can't you see we have changed? Unless America rises up now to say that you must adhere to the federal character upon which all the constitutional stipulates regarding the filling of positions, at least federal positions, are equally rationed across the board, they will do nothing about it. I'm just trying to say, these are people that are telling you, oh, we all of a sudden today, because they don't want their visa to America to be cancelled, all of a sudden they allow the Doe people to speak their mind. And if you allow free and fair elections, nobody of a sound mind can ever vote for APC. Nobody with their correct senses in their skull can ever vote for APC. They know that very well. Maritime stakeholders, including a veteran journalist, Elder Astudex, have criticized the latest appointment of 2 acting deputy controllers general and 5 acting assistant controller general of customs into management positions of the service by the controller general, Colonel Hamid Ali Fulani. And who are the people he appointed? Who are the people that he appointed into these positions? And from those he appointed into these positions, you will know what their plan is. Fulani has to be everywhere. That is the proper news you should be focusing on. Don't allow them to use the two states to deflect your mind or to divert your mind away from the very serious mess that the zoo is in. Now listen. Somebody called Saidu Galadima, Oba Mohammed, Hamza Gumi, Usman Dakingari, all northerners, all Fulani holding key positions in customs, because they are importing weapons, they are bringing in weapons through, because they are the ones to inspect it. It is them. They are the ones that built Dry Dock in Kaduna, whereas the Calabar Seaport is not working. Whereas Igosha Seaport is not working. Warri Seaport is not working. that the ship will bring in items from abroad instead of going to Warri to go and dock in Warri and offload. No, they will offload it in Lagos, put it on a rail to go all the way to Kaduna dry port. That is what they are doing to you. That is the proper news. That is the proper story you should be focusing on, not the charade of a ghost state. Because without the U.S. ambassador to Nigeria, APC would have won a ghost state. It's as simple as that. There is nothing anybody can do about it. If they can bring Hopus Badema from number fourth position to number one, if a whole Supreme Court of a country, Supreme Court, can inflate figures even more than what is in INEC register, there is nothing they cannot do. So, I will keep referencing what happened in Edo for the sake of perspective, so that you understand. When you start patting yourselves on the back, I want you to know that the only person who deserves an accolade is the U.S. ambassador to Nigeria and nobody else. For your information, nobody has ever stopped them from reading before. What is going to stop them? Before they go, they shoot, they do anything they can. If not for the visa ban backed up by Britain, if not for the visa ban, believe you me, by now, they would have announced the Al-Hajj pastor as the winner. Yeah, but maybe going forward, they now know that going and tying the ban on your head is not going to save you, but what Fulani is doing is still continuing. Their Fulanization agenda is still ongoing. The whole customs from the top echelon of leadership is all Fulani. And nobody's complaining. This type of thing couldn't have happened under Jonathan. If it, my good, they would tear down the walls of Asarok. But this is happening in broad daylight, and people are not complaining. And that is them for you. Until America speaks, until there are sanctions imposed, until somebody gets up, well, a white person, of course, it has to be either EU, EU or US, until they speak, they continue with their impunity. Because Britain is benefiting from it. That is why they will not speak. And that is the truth. Something you must understand. There, because before these results were announced, there were deliberate election manipulation going on everywhere. In the stronghold of Obaseki, the cab leaders were not working properly. People were getting shot all over the place. But eventually, the tenacity and determination of the people won the day. And Obaseki, or should I say, the will of the Godomigodo people prevailed. I think it's Governor Seyi Makinde also did very well. Governor Seyi Makinde also did very well. These are the, because sometimes in life, if you're not vigilant, the same way with your body, because there are, I think somebody, during the height of this coronavirus debate all over the world, I think some scientists came up and said that a human body harbors over 3 billion different viruses. 3 billion. And they're all working to kill you on a daily basis. Only one thing keeps you alive: the antibodies you have in your system. And so it is with life itself. There are people who will always work for darkness, for the destruction of anything that is good, including even an electoral process, including even a nation. There are people who would exist. Their sole aim for existing is to destroy something that is very good. It is left for the vigilance of the brave few to counter them. The same way that the antibodies you have in your body is on a daily basis fighting these billions upon billions of viruses and bacteria trying to get in to invade your body and kill you. That is how life is. And until we appreciate that very fact, we cannot begin to understand the presence of traitors, fulefus, and saboteurs in our lives. As you are as a human being, there are even some bacteria and viruses that are silent. They only begin to work the day you stop breathing. The day they listen to you for your heartbeat and your heartbeat is no longer there, they say, oh, this man or woman is dead, or they go to work immediately. Their job is to dissolve your flesh. You can live to be 120 years, they are silent. The day you die, they begin to work. There are some that want to kill you on a daily basis. That is why your white blood cells are very active and working all the time. Those white blood cells are the volunteers we have in our land, very vigilant, making sure that the enemies can never overwhelm us. Why do you think when people contract HIV, they start panicking? HIV doesn't kill you. No, it doesn't. What HIV does is to attack your white blood cells, remove that immunity from you, so that when ordinary cold flu virus enters into your body, your white blood cells, if they say to your white blood cells, though there is an invader, they have come, go and attack them, you will say, I have no strength. I've been weakened. That is what HIV does to people. And that is how it is with life. When you allow, saboteurs are like HIV, when you allow them to overwhelm your body's defense mechanism, that is why it's called acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. You acquire something that will defeat your immune system. Your immune system becomes deficient. That when a foreign an antibody comes in to attack the cells, it will be very, very important, it cannot do anything. It is in life that they say where we come from, as it is even within your body itself that you cannot see. So it is within life itself. Saboteur and they're like hate, they don't do anything. All their job is to come to weaken your resolve, to make you to begin to think that freedom is unattainable. And you relax, and the Fulani will come and invade your land and take you over. That is their job. The same thing that HIV does to the human body. Tell the body's defense mechanism, you cannot fight this enemy. They become very weak. And as the enemy comes in, it could be anything. It could be ordinary flu virus, and the person is dead. These are the things you must understand. And that is why we preach this gospel the way that we do it. Because if you're not vigilant, you're finished. If you're not vigilant, why do you think in America they have CIA, they have the National Intelligence Agency, they have FBI, they have the Secret Service, they have, just name it, they have the Drug Law Enforcement Agency, NDLEA, they have, which other one is that again? They have the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. These are all secret services working to protect the way of life of the United States of America. Then you don't see it. All you see are shiny buildings and things that are happening, they're going to space, they're doing this and they're doing that. You're admiring them. You don't know the work that CIA is doing, FBI is doing, that you can go to a shopping mall in America and buy something and not get blown up. It's because of all these agencies. They don't sleep at night. Do you think that without Mossad and Shin Bet that Israel will stand? That it's Mossad and Shin Bet, they don't sleep, they don't go to sleep. Every blessed day, even in the UK, there is MI5, there is MI6, there is everybody, they are very vigilant. Every blessed day to maintain their way of life. Who is vigilant or who is keeping watch on your behalf in this room? Nobody. It's only now that our volunteers are keeping watch over Biafra land. If not, they would have been gone a long time ago. Janja would take it. Janja would. Fulani would have taken Ebonyi. By now, Ebonyi would have been another emirate. They'll be discussing how to install an MA in Ebonyi. But we said no. That is not going to happen. And it will never happen. We outnumber them. It can never, ever happen. Now, listen very carefully to this. The Kogi state government on Friday petitioned the USA on its visa restrictions for individuals responsible for undermining Nigeria's democratic process and for organizing election-related violence. The immediate of Kaduna is there, El-Rufai. I want people to understand the reason why. The Kogi state governor is writing letters saying, please tell me why my name is there. I am surprised and I'm shocked. Because an election leader. And America knows he did the election to get into office. But he's the governor. So the work that we are supposed to be doing, we have abandoned it for white people to do it for us. Isn't it very ironic that it took the intervention of a white woman, an ambassador to Nigeria, for you people to conduct election and leave people alone? These are the things that I want people to understand. It took the you know that we hate ourselves so much that what happened couldn't have come from a black country. Imagine a country like Kenya saying, if you rig the election in Nigeria, you cannot come into Nairobi. Imagine Ghana saying, if you rig the election in Nigeria, you cannot come into Accra. Do you think anybody will listen to them? But it had to take the intervention of a white country for your corrupt politicians and criminals in INEC to sit up and do the right thing. It's called perspective. So you understand where this victory in it came from. The man is writing through somebody called Ayo. They're saying, we received your letter from the embassy made available to journalists saying that the letter was written, Kogi State Governor Alhaji Yahaya Bello wrote to the United States government because of the sanctions imposed upon him, which is, of course, visa. Now, they said, please note that for the purposes of this protest letter, we are not only interested in the citations to the extent that they are not preferable to Kogi State and our citizens. For the most part, we consider elections in Nigeria are complex affairs, which will continue to require improvements. They acknowledge that elections in Nigeria will continue. This is from the governor of Kogi State, that elections will continue to be rigged in Nigeria. They were saying this thing on Friday. Until they become perfect. The 2019 Kogi State gubernatorial election was also not without its challenges. When black people tell you that the election, that they had challenges, it means that somebody somewhere was rigging the election. By citing the 2019 Kogi State in governorship elections that saw the reemergence of Yahaya Bello, America now knows that he is an illegitimate governor occupying an illegitimate government house under APC. I don't know if people are following what I'm saying. By banning this man, America is saying that we have information at our disposal that leads us to believe that your election in 2019 or your re-election as the governor of Kogi State was fraudulent. You rigged yourself into power using violence and manipulation of results. That is what the USA is saying. But the reason why I'm touching upon this is to let the world understand why America cannot come out and tell you that Aisha's boyfriend is wearing a Buhari look-alike mask. Because people always say that nonsense all the time. Why is that? If it is not Buhari, why is America not saying anything? But now America knows that somebody got into office is called a governor fraudulently. Even when USA was writing to them, the United States Embassy said, addressed him as Your Excellency, the Executive Governor of Kogi State. Although they know they are going to ban him from entering USA. They know that he shouldn't be occupied. They know that he rigged himself into power, or APC rigged him into power. But America still called him Your Excellency, the Executive Governor of Kogi State. The same America is going to ban him from entering the United States of America because he rigged elections. I don't know if people can understand what I'm saying. They know that he rigged elections. They still call him executive governor because all of you allowed him as an executive governor. So what do you want them to do? The same thing happens with coup d'etat. If any look at Mali, for instance, the military took over power. He says, call me the president. That's what you call him. He's the president of Mali. Are you going to stop him? You can't. Because Malians have accepted it. If you don't accept it, do something about it. I want to educate and enlighten those who keeps asking why is it that America won't do anything about the mask wearer, Aisha's boyfriend, with his hands looking like that of a 35-year-old in Asorok. It is not their duty. They are banning Yahaya Bello from entering the USA. They know that he stole the election in Kogi State. They are still calling him Your Excellency, the Executive Governor. I hope that is not too complex for some people who don't understand or who are not or who have parted with their common sense as a result of the existence of the geological republic. These are the things that you must understand. These are the things that you must know. Because America said something, and this is what we've been saying from day one, there is a lot of impunity going on in this zoo. USA, if you don't do anything, that impunity will continue. There are
Christians dying every day, being slaughtered by Fulani Islamic extremists, terrorists and bandits. USA, if you do nothing, nothing will happen. If there are some people in USA, in the State Department in America, there's a foreign service, who believe that they cannot do anything. We have no powers. We can't do anything. We can't intervene. Ordinary visa ban has delivered the right result in Edo State. Ordinary visa ban. And we want them to do the same thing regarding the daily slaughter of the innocent going on. As I'm speaking to you right now, that slaughter is happening in Okwa. It is happening in Owaza. That slaughter is happening in Obibo. It is happening all over the place. Christians are being killed every blessed day for no reason. Because America hasn't spoken. They have done nothing about it. It's not just about saying, oh, we are engaging the government. You know, as Britain will say, we're engaging the government to see what they are going to do, to see we are taking them to task on the human rights abuse and all that. Do something about it. Rather than all the years coming and writing and saying, oh, we sent observers to observe the election. There were a few disturbances here and there in one or two polling stations, but that wasn't enough to affect the overall result. Rather than writing all that garbage every time as an EU observer, or UK observer, or US observer, all that garbage. Simple. If you read the election, you cannot, we can no longer give you visa. And you will see the results immediately. You will see it with your naked eyes. Not all this stupid report. EU was observing, and there were a few violence, a few gunshots, a few people were disenfranchised. But all in all, it was not peaceful. Rubbish. Now that America has come out to say, if you read, you cannot enter our country. Has things not changed? Have they not changed? These are the things that the world must understand and come to terms with. In Africa, you take action. These are white countries, powerful countries all over the world. These same white people colonized Africa for decades. So we respect them, we are afraid of them. That is the mentality of a black person. Once USA speaks, of course, the whole world will take it seriously. Now you have banned them from going to the United States of America. Has it not delivered a peaceful election in Edo State? Relatively speaking, of course. These are the things that you ought to know. Yahya Bello said, my visa ban unacceptable. Yahya Bello tells the U.S. government in a letter to the ambassador of the United States of America and to the Secretary of State of Government, Fola Shode Arike Ayoede said that the ban on Bello has emboldened opposition parties in the state who had earlier maintained that elections were rigged. Of course, it was rigged because USA, they have the raw data. You don't know they have satellite, they can see what is happening. You don't know that they have spy satellites, over 300 of them. Why do you think you go to Google Earth, you will see it? If ordinary Google can look into your through your window to see your bedroom, how about USA government? They see all this violence, they see what you're doing when you're snatching ballot boxes, when you're killing people and all your talking, they see all of that. And they have compared it. But the funniest thing is, what this ban on Bello means is that in the eyes of the USA, you are not a governor. But since your people are so stupid as to allow you to remain in government house as a governor, that is their business. If they call you Your Excellency, we'll also call you Your Excellency. I want people to understand this. Do you see how reasonable people reason? How sensible people reason, not like animals in the zoo. Now, I'm using Bello as an example. I think El Rufai also was banned from traveling. I think every fire also was banned to Niger. He will say he will call America an infidel country anyway. He prefers to go to Afghanistan where there are terrorists because he himself is a terrorist as well. Now, this little boy, Bello, has been banned from going to the USA, which means that he is not. Which means that he got into government house fraudulently and illegitimately. Rather than writing a letter, go and present all the facts and figures before the world. Go somewhere and say, these are the results, this is how they were collected. Let the opposition party do something, and you see if you stay there for one more day. There's something everywhere. And I want our people to learn a lesson. Of course, we are not planning to participate in election in this zoo, but our people must learn from what happened in Edo State. Not to be afraid of these criminals. You stand up to them. And the governors that have been so weak, that even Ohanaeze acknowledged that the useless governors you have in the East, that they are so weak, they are not in control of their state. Look at what Wike is doing. Has anybody shot Mike? Have they removed him? Have they impeached him? You cannot do it because he is an executive governor. You have powers. Enugu state governor has the powers to convene a panel of inquiry over the illegal shooting and killing of unarmed people in Emene. That can they do it? If you ask them, they say, if I do it now, they remove me. Who is going to remove you? Remove you from where? Why? How come they have not removed me? And the funny thing is that once you're bold and you're doing the right thing, they respect you eventually. Don't they respect Abaribe? Even we here, don't they respect him now? Sometimes being a coward doesn't pay. And at least, if there is one thing I like about a state election is that the era of going and kneeling and as a pastor, they're shouting Allahu Akbar on your head is gone. You can use it, it's meaningless. If you're not popular with your people, Fulani can no longer put you in power. Because if they do, they get visa ban coming. And what visa ban means is that you are a fraudulent politician. The office you occupy is illegitimate. Simple. I hope that after tonight's program that our people will begin to appreciate the enormity of this very ban. Acts of violence, intimidation, or corruption that harm Nigerians and undermine the democratic process. That is what they do, APC, and they do it very, very well. And America should go further. They should go further than this. All they need to do is to say, if you are engaged in all these things, your assets will be frozen, you'll be banned from traveling abroad, and you see changes overnight, because black people cannot do it. I want you to name me a black country that has ever successfully carried a revolution before. It's not in our DNA. Because even when you want to come out to carry out a revolution, because most countries we have in Africa are not homogeneous. There are different people grouped together by colonial masters. They can never, never agree. Once a head of state comes from your clan or your tribe, that's the end of it. Nobody from that clan or tribe will be able to reason properly anymore. What is happening to Alamajiri? The whole Fulani people, of course, they control the houses, they ganged up together and said that regardless of what happens, we must complete our 8 years. Even if it's a cow in Aso Rock, we don't care. He is our Mr. President. We will complete our 8 years. A whole country is complicit in the subversion of their own constitution, which I will deal with later on, of course. Which I will deal with later on. And you must understand the work we are doing, the tweet we are sending out every blessed day. Some of you don't know it works because we are black people. We don't understand how information dissemination works. Why do you think Facebook is suppressing my post and the post of many other people? Why do you think so? Why do you think Facebook is busy suppressing people and promoting those they think will sustain the image of this new? Why? Because it travels very, very far. For those of you who think that what we are doing on Twitter sometimes, and that is why I have warned, everybody must be on Twitter and you must follow one another. Twitter is very, very potent. Very, very potent. People understand that Facebook is compromised. They know that Facebook is corrupt. They know that Facebook will deal with anything corrupt in the world to make more money. That is how they operate. Nobody takes them seriously. If you want to be taken seriously, you must go to Twitter. You must open a Twitter account. And if you don't have anything to tweet, simply retweet those that have written something that you agree with. And let me tell you why. There's a headline by the Fulani Janjaweed with the newspaper called Premium Times. Now, like Daily Trust, they are the mouthpiece of the North. Insecurity. Why Nigeria, that is not getting foreign support. Ex-foreign minister. Nigeria is not getting support, which means they are not getting the arms they need to come and kill us in our villages. You opening a Twitter account is the difference between the army attacking your village and not attacking your village. You don't understand that? These people, they are well organized. They've been planning this for very many years. For nearly 150 years, they've been planning how to conquer everybody else. So they've used PPC House of Service. All those times they are carrying their little radios in their ears. Aboki with his radio. That was when the process of indoctrination was going on, preparing their mind for what is to come. When you see few Shiners as they caught them in Aba doing training in Aba, I don't know if you know that. Those people they're in our villages claiming they're sharpening our knives and cleaning our shoes and cutting our nails. They are all mercenaries. They are now in Aba training. Somebody stumbled upon them, that was yesterday, and was beaten mercilessly. Before he died, they asked him, "Where were you beaten?" He said, "I went and I saw them training." Those people shining your shoes, he saw all their boxes in Aba. You don't know what is happening. Some of you have no clue what is in store, what this will have in store for you. All the years they've been planning how to take you over. The only thing you can do right now is to go and open a Twitter account. Open Twitter and start following all of us. Follow people, follow them, and retweet anything they tweet. That was how we made it impossible for any country that is sensible, apart from Czech Republic, China. Those are the two people now sending arms to this zoo. Czech Republic and China. Those two only. The rest have said no. Because they have seen reason in what we are saying, that these arms are going to terrorists. Go to my Twitter page or handle or whatever it's called, and go through the messages. You will see the consistency of our message. Consistency of our message. Don't give arms to Nigeria. Don't give arms to Nigeria. It will end up in the hands of terrorists. Do you know today they have agreed with us? Because here is the headline. Why Nigeria is not getting foreign support. Ex-minister. And I will read part, a snippet of what he said. I'll read parts of it. Parts of it. For example, he said, what is the man's name again? His name is, let me see if I can get his name. The former minister said, his name is Aminu Wale. You know, for you to be a foreign minister, you know Onyema, the one that is there now. Geoffrey Onyema is almost fallen anyway. If you call him an Igbo man, that means your brain is not intact. He's the Fulani through and through. Now, this Aminu Wale is called. Was a former foreign minister. You know what he said in this publication by Premium Times? This is the full anagenda with newspaper. For example, we, which is this, remember when Jubril went to Trump and said, give us a helicopter? Go and watch that interview. Trump, when they came out for the informal chat, Trump said, oh, he likes helicopters. He likes helicopters. We'll try and give it to him. So he likes helicopters. Have you forgotten? Go and look at that interview of when Jubril, claiming he's Buhari, went to White House to go and see Trump. Go and watch the entire press, the press briefing in the Rose Garden, and then the informal chat that they had. He said he likes helicopters. He don't went on for pointing at that fool and saying he likes helicopters. Now let me tell you what happened to those helicopters that Trump said he was going to give to Jubril. That is why you must be on Twitter. Now, listen to what this man said. He said, this ambassador said, for example, we wanted Cobra helicopters from the U.S. They refused to sell it to us during my time. We headed elsewhere to get those helicopters. I visited Turkey. Turkey said they are willing to sell it to us, but unfortunately, they cannot go ahead to sell it to us because the engines are from America, and therefore, they have to have a license from USA. But USA was not prepared to help. Do you understand it? Will USA not wake up in the morning and say, we're not going to help you? No. USA knows that anything you give to Nigeria Army will end up in the hands of terrorists because they are recruiting terrorists into the army. Where has that ever happened in the world before? Those of you talking about one Nigeria, and that things one day might get better. I want to ask you this question. Where else in the world have you seen people terrorizing and killing people, and all of a sudden they are now part and parcel of the army, fighting the same insurgency? Where have you seen such rubbish before? Only in the zoo, and all of you are keeping quiet. Why are you quiet? Because you're docile, you're black, you're reasonable, you're fearful, you're cowardly. You cannot rise up to face your challenges and your enemies. America said no more helicopters to the zoo. And we are doing the same thing with Russia. We don't want Russia to sell anything to them either. Because Russia also has conscience. They also have conscience. Sometimes they say, oh, that these arms dealers, they will sell to anybody. Once you get you have your money, they will sell to you. If that is the case, why is it that America will not send attack helicopters to the zoo? And we are also going to focus on Russia as well. It is the potency and the result of our non-stop tweeting of facts and figures to the rest of the world. And you must join us. Everybody must. It is a must. And I'm sure before the weekend, I will appoint somebody to oversee this. I will make somebody the social media coordinator of IPOB the whole world over, because everybody has to be on Twitter. Everybody must be on Twitter. And if you doubt that the Twitter is working, and those that we tweet, Ambassador Campbell, a very highly respected, of course, former U.S. ambassador, who is one of the people that the world listens to when it comes to issues to do with Nigeria, of course. He tweeted, arms export policies need to be reassessed given how much material is being lost to unintended recipients, including Boko Haram. Are you understanding it? The entire arms policy of the USA, commentators in America, policymakers are now asking the government of the USA, you need to review your entire arms sales to places like Nigeria, because anything you sell to them ends up in the hands of terrorists. It is here, tweeted by Ambassador Campbell, the same thing we have been saying for months. That is to say that the whole world listens to us. Everybody listens to us. It is here, in black and white. And if you are not vigilant, this draconian dictatorship, according to somebody wrote this, that APC, what you have in Aso Rock, this Fulani cabal, is a draconian dictatorship disguised as a democracy through rigged elections and a hijacked Supreme Court supported by a rubber stamp legislature. What they have done in front of your eyes without you knowing is the Fulanization of the entire structure of governance. But you will know. America has said there will be visa ban. And all of a sudden, they have allowed you to have free and fair elections in Edo, and Obaseki is the winner. Some of you, being black people from Africa, you have forgotten everything that they have done to you. You have now forgotten Edo. That Edo will give you a false sense of hope that in the future things will be better. That's what they have done. Now listen to this. This government is draconian. Draconian to the core. It is an evil regime. They have hijacked the Supreme Court. Do you know that should Isa Iyemu go to Supreme Court and the aeroplane turner? In fact, I'm going to write to the U.S. ambassador to add every Supreme Court judge that sat on the Ihedio and those are the marquees to this list of those who are going to be banned, because they tampered with the will of the people. If you doubt me, tell me why they should have more people who they claim went to the polls, more than INEC itself, that is the body set up by law to conduct elections. I am going, tomorrow morning, I'm going to write, I will instruct our lawyers, we will write to the U.S. ambassador, and I will list the names of, in fact, from tonight, people should start telling me from tonight, I want the names of all the judges that installed Hope Uzodinma as governor of Imo State. I am going to ask the U.S. ambassador, based on available facts and evidence, to also ban them from visiting the USA. Very simple, isn't it? I can even make the letter public. I'm going to write it to U.S. ambassador. You claim you want to penalize those who are into electoral malpractice and fraud and all the rest of it. Here, the Nigeria Supreme Court is part of the electoral fraud in Nigeria. The Supreme Court is part of the electoral fraud. If you ask people, kill themselves over the nuances of law, but I'm not interested in that. I'm only saying to America, 853,000 people voted in Imo State, according to INEC, the body set up by law to conduct elections. Supreme Court went and brought votes and said 950,000 people voted. America, do you believe INEC or do you believe the Supreme Court? who was set up to run elections is INEC. INEC brings your register. How many people went to the polls? 850 something thousand people, less than a million. Supreme Court, where did you get the other number from? They say, oh, we cannot review because we are the apex court. We cannot review what we have done. We are the apex court. Oh, you lied and you cannot review it? You lied. Now all those judges that are going to be banned from going to USA because they're election leaders. Imagine a country where the Supreme Court is part of the leading process. You wake up in the morning and you say you believe in that country. You believe in such a place. A place where Supreme Court is part of the leading process of the ruling party. That was why this very clever writer here, it's not me that wrote it, this very clever writer here said, and I will read it for the world to hear, that APC is running a draconian dictatorship disguised as a democracy through rigged elections vis-a-vis Kogi State, for instance, the idiot is crying now, and they hijacked Supreme Court, supported by a rubber stamp legislature. He went on to say, the worst, however, is the open-faced display of tribalism by the Fulani, religious bigotry, nepotism, and the blatant exclusion. The customs I read to you earlier being a prime example. The rule of law does not exist in Nigeria anymore, and I'm going to use Hope Uzodema, the Supreme Court governor, as an example. Rule of law does no longer exist in this zoo, because if you go to Opa right now, army are killing and shooting at people as I speak to you right now. In Igbocha, the same thing. In Enugu, the same thing. An army that was set up to fight external enemies are busy inside exterminating people they feel are opposition to the government. Nigeria, according to this writer, is now a full-blown Islamic fascist state holding millions of citizens hostage. And if you don't rise up to do anything or convince the likes of the U.S. ambassador to do something, you are finished. You are finished. Now, they said, expect more intrusion from international society because the situation is now so critical and could have dangerous consequences for the sub-region and Africa if the people choose to go the way of violent resistance. Even people who are moderates, even people who are pacifists, all of a sudden, they are saying this can no longer continue. There must be resistance. And I'm asking everybody who is listening, every day the army comes to your village to raid, kill people, arrest them. Those who are working in the courts, especially in Abia State, are making money. Those in the courts in Igbocha are making money. Because one of the deputies that was somebody, I think he's dead now, he wanted to take money from IPOB and we said we're not going to pay any money. People that went out to celebrate Donald Trump in 2016 were held in detention for 3 years. For 3 solid years. The outgoing U.S. ambassador, we wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote. I went to America. I complained to every legislature I met. There are people came out to celebrate Trump, and they were locked up for 3 years. For 3 years. If those people become violent, if they pick up arms, are you going to blame them? Because resistance is a duty. You must resist this Islamic janja with yourself. Forget about it, those states. They will use it to somehow make you feel good for a few days. Their plan is there. Their plan is to spread Islam by force, to Fulanize you. Their plan is to turn you into how they are. Can you imagine if they have succeeded? They succeeded with Hope Uzodema. They put Yahya Bello there. Imagine if they have succeeded in putting Izamu. That means there is no need for elections anymore. Anytime there's election, you just travel to the north, they tie the sheet on your head and say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, convert you to Islam, you come back and you're the winner. Imagine such a society. Can you imagine leaving such a society to your children to inherit? That's what we are saying. That is why we are on the path of self-determination. That we don't want to be part of this zoological republic because nothing good comes out of it. Resistance must be done. We must resist. If we don't resist, we are gone. The Hausas refuse to resist. Today they don't resist, only their language does. everybody in the middle belt, they refused to resist. When Ojukwu resisted, they did not see what Ojukwu saw. Now everybody is seeing that thing that Ojukwu saw. Do you doubt me? The Central Bank of Nigeria, for those who don't know about this Islamization agenda, what they are doing in Ebonyi State, they have gone to Dave Umahi, we will make you the president, yeah, because of that, allow us into Ebonyi, and we are saying no to that. And do you know they have bought over some village heads in Ebonyi, some so-called traditional rulers in Ebonyi State? Do you know that? And of course, when we were studying the mindset of an Igbo man before we started IPOB, I studied them for very many years. We know a time like this will come. We know a flavors will come. Even from the quarters we least expect, they will come from there. But we are all going to prevail. And I will tell you why. Let me tell you what is going on in the zoo that some of you do not know. Some of you don't know what is happening, but I will tell you. There is a bank called Jaiz Bank. J-A-I-Z. J-A-I-Z Bank. They have been given a license to operate an Islamic interest-free banking. And now another bank has emerged, Taj Bank, T-A-J, Taj Bank, in all the 36 states of the zoo. The Sultan of Sokoto, who is the head of all Muslims in the zoo, has warned that this Taj, being an Islamic bank with Jaiz, that whatever they do must conform with the rules and regulations of Islam. Are you listening? Is there any Christian bank? Has anyone gone to them and asked for a Christian bank and gave you a license? Two Islamic banks. Now listen very carefully, please. This Jaiz Bank has also set up what is called Takaful Islamic Insurance. What they want to do is that Islamic religion wants to control the economy, but they want to do it in a very subtle legal way. Very soon, only now, Dangote only has the sole right to cement, sugar, salt, pasta, which is the spaghetti. Very soon, him will control the supply of petrol for your vehicles. Should he finish his refinery near Lagos? They have gotten political power. Now, what they want to do is to Islamize the economic process. And this is how they're going to do it. Listen very carefully, please. They want to control the economy as well as politics, which they have in their firm control with the help of the British. I don't know if Britain will also help them to control the economy. That remains to be seen. You must remember, the richest man in the whole of Africa is Aliko Dangote. He controls 54% of every industry in the zoo. If you come to the zoo in Nigeria, 54% of the manufacturing base of the zoo belongs to the Fulani through Dangote, who is Islam, of course. Now, listen. Very soon, your sisters and your nieces will look for work, and your wife will look for work in Jaiz Bank, or Jaiz Insurance, or Jaiz Insurance. And do you know, because it's an Islamic bank, listen carefully, please, because Jaiz Bank and Jaiz Insurance are Islamic financial institutions, even if your wife is even if you're a pastor and your wife is looking for work in one of these institutions, she has to wear hijab. After all, it's an Islamic bank. Is that very clear now? Is that very clear to all of you? How they are emasculating you. They are strangulating you. You don't know. They are strangling you. They are finishing. You people, you are. God in heaven, I wish these people can see. As part of the conditions of service in Jaiz Bank and Jaiz Insurance, you must wear hijab to work. And then very soon, as this writer quite rightly pointed out, you'll be forced to pray 5 times in a day. And you may have to work on Sundays because they don't recognize Sundays as being a holy day. And they will pay you very well until they buy over your soul, and then you come back to the village and start preaching Islam. And if you're married, they will force your kids to attend their Islamic schools as part of the job incentive, isn't it? This person said, that people should mourn like Mordecai did, Esther and the Jews, when they were suffering in Babylon, that the end is near. If the horror does not fully happen in your days, it will happen in the days of your children. Do you see where we want to be afraid? People don't understand. We want to save you from what is to come. We want to save your children from a worse fate than you have had to endure in this world. Are you following what we're saying? That was why somebody wrote or somebody spoke or said something which was captured by one of the Zulu newspapers, that the zoo will break up before 2023. And some people have heard some comments, and people are writing, this is Cardinal Onaikan, the Archbishop Emeritus, the former Catholic Archbishop of Abuja Diocese, well spoken, a man that I respect so much. Onaikan, a man that I respect very, very much, because he's outspoken and he's an honest man. He has spoken. What did he say? Nigeria can break up before 2023 if we remain irresponsible. People can now state that resistance is now. Resistance is not tomorrow. People must build resistance. Middle belt must resist. Since the middle belt, the heavy hitters of the middle belt have carved themselves out of Arewa, has heaven collapsed? Has heaven fallen? The only way to approach Fulani is to stand on your 2 feet and say to them, to hell with you. They don't mean well for you. This very archbishop is an emeritus archbishop. I've spoken. He said that the zoo may not last up to 2023. And so I have seen people speculating and talking and said, we are in September. He said that Jeff is going to come this year. I said it, yes. Because I love to give myself very challenging deadlines. Very, very challenging. And I said it, and the reason why I said it is to tease out the saboteurs within. They will abandon the struggle. They will start talking about the timetable. That is how you know people of feeble mind. People who are weak. People who cannot sustain the battle. And once I said it, there was a group that I used to have respect for. That was the only thing they picked up about, and since that day I banished them. I know how to do that. You see, you know when you want to catch lizard in the village, because I grew up in the village. I don't know, some of you grew up in the township, so you may not appreciate what I'm saying. But I grew up in the village. That's the way we catch ngwere, lizard. There is this very grass, you know, we twist it, we pluck it and we twist it. And to mimic a grasshopper in distress. And then when the lizard comes, we'll grab it by the neck as a pet. Because in those days, immediately after the war, your parents only had about 20 pounds in the house, unless you are from one of the stable families where you got all your money back intact. No, we had to make our own toys. Ask anybody of our generation. We didn't used to go to buy toys in the shop. We made our own toys. Every season had its own game. During rainy season, we throw okwe, rubber, the seed. We sit down on the ground to throw it. When summer begins to come, we go and our uncles, our parents will give us money. We go and buy chewing gum and we take the pictures from the gum and we start throwing it cowboys from America and flags and animals. When that season is over, we look for another thing to play with. There's something called the Ebe people. We'll go and we make our own toy gun. We made it ourselves. After that, we go and we build Boris. I don't know which is the wheel bearing. We go to mechanics and we take out the wheel, the bearing in a wheel. You know the bearing. We use it to build our own cars. As little kids, we go down the steep slope. We can get injured, we get up, and once you get back home, all your mother owes is iodine and hydrogen peroxide. When that season is off, we go and use ordinary car tire. We put, oh my goodness, it's guitar, we used to make guitar ourselves with empty cans of pig milk. That is why that generation is so innovative. Do you understand that? We made all those things. So we know how to reason. If you want to catch a saboteur pretending, you set that trap for the sabo and the sabo will jump. That's how you know them. They will just hold this and say, oh, Biafra, we want emancipation, we want self-determination. Once I said Biafra will come this year hasn't ended. They are still murmuring. That's how you know them. Saboteur is inside them, but they don't know how to bring it out. So I help you to bring it out. You don't know. We have them. But we are still working on it this year. This very year, you will see what will happen this year. Has it ended? It has never ended. And you will see, all of you will see what is going to happen this very year. I am very grateful to the very eminent Archbishop. He is emeritus, of course. The zoo will break up. People can see it. Nobody can. You know one thing about Fulani. Fulani knows that if the relinquished power is over for them, they know that. They know that because if you relinquish power to anybody, Fulani has made it possible. If it is an Ijukun presidency, or Igbo presidency, or Yoruba presidency, that person will line every office with Yoruba people. You can't do nothing. How can you complain? So Fulani knows the game is over. After Fulani administration, anybody coming in can decide to appoint the brother as the chief of staff, the wife as the secretary to the government. You cannot speak. Fulani has done it. Anybody else can do it. And there is no, they have killed the federal character. And anybody coming in will reject the entire system that the Fulanis will suffer. The only thing they have in life is politics and governance. They have nothing else. If anybody comes in to create a level playing field in terms of entrepreneurship, Dangote will be overtaken in a matter of 6 years only. You have genuine multi-billionaires that will manufacture things on the ground that people will want to buy and sell. Anybody going in there not Fulani, you see all these things that Fulani think they have gained will be reversed. They cannot do coup anymore. Coup is no longer fashionable. And who is in the army to do coup for them? Is it middle belt? Middle belt can never join them anymore. These are the things that you ought to know. These are the things that you need to know. And we are bringing it to your attention. We want you to understand that we have every angle covered. People should not panic, not needlessly, not foolishly. Every angle is covered. And we are marching on relentlessly to... Listen. When we are having meetings, they invade, they arrest, they shoot. It's Fulani way of saying we are going to intimidate you into submission. Because it worked with Ohanaeze, it worked with the so-called political class. They think it's going to work with IPOB, that's what they think. I want to remind them, you've been killing us from day one, it's not stopped us. Instead, we grow from strength to strength. Go and see, Fulani are very foolish. Go and study the history of resistance. Fulani, are you more clever than Britain? Are you more grounded? Are you more? Do you have more military might than the British after the Second World War? But they had to give up on all their colonial territories because of the persistence of the indigenous populations. People persisted. You see this IPOB. The more you kill, the more you arrest, as you're doing in Obi, as you're doing in Owasa, the more stronger we become. Ask the British when they came to our land the first time. Talk less of you, hopeless, dirty, stinking, filthy cattle rare. You think that by doing all these things you can intimidate us into submission? You're wasting your time because you will die in our land. You will die there, you will see. You will die there. You will see. Because, just like your helicopters, you didn't get it. All we are doing is to build up evidence, even with the electoral rigging business, is to build up evidence until one day a white man will say enough is enough. Because blacks, you know, we cannot reason very well. A white man will say enough is enough. You keep killing Christians and you think they're not taking note. You think they're foolish. They are not reacting. One day, they will do, America will do to you what they did to Europe after the Second World War. Go and get out of Africa. All those colonies, get out of there immediately. And you got your flag independent. That is why I am saying, Edo, don't over-celebrate. about Edo. Because what happened in Edo is exactly what happened with the end of colonialism. They say, oh, now you have free and fair elections. You drop your guard. Finish you off. America said to Europe, France and the UK, get out of Africa. And they did. They said, okay, we are going to go. But in place, we are going to give you flag independence, which is what you have today. You don't have your own sovereignty. You are not in full control of your sovereignty. That is why you give people crude oil and you're taking petrol, because your brains are not correct. Now, listen. The consequences of what this very brilliant writer wrote earlier that I read to you, the consequences of APC running a draconian dictatorship disguised as a democracy, I want to give you the example of it. And I want to ask you this. Had Hope Uzodinma been elected or voted for by the people, do you think that he will enact the laws that he did in Imo State? Do you know Hope Uzodinma enacted a law, or got some idiots in the Imo State House of Assembly to pass a law for him, giving himself the same status as the Queen Elizabeth of England? I will repeat. Do you know that the Supreme Court governor of Imo State, a man that nobody voted for, that the Fulani imposed? I don't know why it is after Imo State now that America is bringing in this visa ban. America, why didn't you bring in this visa ban in Imo State? Because Hope Uzodinma cannot travel abroad. He cannot go to the U.S. Of course, he cannot go to the election leader. I want to ask America, why didn't you do it then? Anyway, they say, whenever you wake up in the morning, is your morning, isn't it? As they say, where we come from. Somebody should please help me and translate that in English. The way it will make sense, but literal and in a metaphorical way. Please, somebody should try and translate that for me. I want to ask, if the people voted for Hope Uzodinma, the greatest governor we've ever had in our land, Issa Mumbakwe, I mean across the entire Biafra land, the entire East, Issa Mumbakwe, greatest of them all. Now I want to ask this question. Did Issa Mumbakwe ever wake up one day, despite all the miracles that he wrought, to try to assume the powers of Queen Elizabeth? What I'm saying to the world this evening is that Hope Uzodinma is now on the same level as Queen Elizabeth of England. And funny enough, nobody voted for the Queen, the same way that nobody voted for Hope Uzodinma. Now listen to what he has done. Hope Uzodinma has signed into law in Imo State. It is called Imo State Administration of Criminal Justice Law No. 2 of 2020, ISACJL 2020, which empowers him, this idiot that nobody voted for, which empowers him to arrest and detain any IPOB member in the state for as long as he wishes, because this law was made for IPOB, not for anybody else. The reason why he made this law is just so that he can keep arresting people without taking them to court and detain them at his own pleasure, to allow the Fulani to build their mosques, to build their settlements, to take over Imo State. That's what he wants to do. And how he can do it is to bypass the law court, because they arrest us, and once we get to the court will receive their frivolous charges and they'll dismiss the case. They will grant bail because we've done nothing wrong. We've not harmed anyone. Imo State Governor Hope Uzodinma has signed into law in Imo State a law enabling him, empowering him to arrest and detain anybody at his pleasure. The only person that has that right in the world is Queen Elizabeth of England. You can detain in a democracy. They don't even make use of it. Suppose that a man wants to be queen, the king of the Saliki of Imo State. Not he's not even up to an MA. He wants to be the Saliki Ngida of Imo State. He can go to a Haji and point at anybody and say, arrest him, put him there anytime I feel like. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I want the world to understand the type of idiots that emerge as politicians in this zoo called Nigeria, especially in Biafra land. With every apology to those who are doing right, to those who are doing what is right, like any neighbor, with full apologies to such cadre of people. This idiot has given himself powers. According to this law, any person detained on the orders of Rosalema can only be released when he grants a license to the said individual. Rosalema will now say, I write a license. You can now release him from the canal from detention. He has fulfilled, I'm now happy. Exactly. And you know the funniest thing? The idiots that passed this law in Imo State claim they're intellectuals. They're in the House of Assembly. See, these are the morons that claim that they know something when they know nothing. Why do I say what I say? Let me tell you what the law says. Section 484 of the law of Quran, where any person is ordered to be detained during the governor's pleasure, he shall, notwithstanding anything in the law or in any other written law contained, be liable to be detained in such place and under such conditions as the governor may direct. Rosanoma can say, take him to Akigo prison, take him to prison in Inowere, take him to Olu prison as he likes. In a democracy. Somebody who was voted for and can be voted out, so they claim, although he read himself in because nobody voted for him. Can you see? The reason why he's enacting this law is because he was not democratically elected into office. He wants to try what his masters have done, the Janjaweed. The law also abolished all forms of preliminary inquiry or preliminary investigation into a criminal charge by a magistrate or any other court. This baboon, this monkey, went and took away all the powers of the magistrate to investigate, so he can actually pick up somebody who is innocent and lock him up because he doesn't like the person. And no court, no magistrate, no high court can review it. Look at the Imo State of Mbakwe. Look at the idiocy, the stupidity going on in Imo State. Yeah, you have intellectuals that went to school. Most of them are graduates. Do you see why I hate university education in this school? Nigeria should not have universities. They are foolish. They are foolish and foolish and foolish. How can people that went through the four walls of a high institution allow this to stand? And do you know the funniest thing? When they were being sworn in, including Hope Uzodinma as the Supreme Court governor, he was sworn in with a document called the Constitution of the Zoo, written by Abdul Salami Abubakar, the Fulani Constitution of Nigeria. And in that Constitution, they swore to uphold the Constitution. And my submission, not even a supposition, what I'm saying this evening is very simple. By the mere passing of this nonsense, this feudal garbage into law, Hope Uzodinma and every House of Assembly member that voted for this very stupid law in Imo State is in direct contravention of their oath of office. Because this goes contrary to the same documents that they swore to uphold. The right to fair trial. The right to be heard by a judge. When the idiot was holding the Constitution, they amazed me. They have not even studied the Constitution. They don't even know what it is. That Constitution you swore to uphold says, in layman's terms, you cannot put anybody in jail without a court of law saying so. That Constitution you are holding up and swearing to uphold, and that you have now made this very stupid change of law, says that nobody can throw anybody in jail without a court of law saying so. And that nobody can hold anybody in license or whatever it is, because that person is not your slave. So Hope Uzodinma as foolish. You know, that is why when you bring people who are into 419, people doing Yahoo Yahoo, and you put them in a political office, I'm telling you, you are creating havoc for yourself. When people say don't vote for such idiots, you don't understand. Look at what this, because he was in Lagos doing 419, doing Yahoo Yahoo. He thinks that he can, you need to chance to Yubo, you need to her treasure, you give them treasure, you convince them, you write email. He thinks that this is writing email to a potential mugu somewhere to drop cash. That's what Hope Uzodinma thinks he's doing. Your formulating and passing a law that goes contrary to your oath of office. Are you not an idiot? You see how foolish they are. They claim they are intelligent and they are knowledgeable. Any person detained is at the governor's pleasure. You will not be released unless the governor says so. But at least one of them, one right honorable Onyekama, has written a report to say his hand is not in it. So apart from right honorable Onyekama in Imo State, the rest of you that voted for these things, you should all be impeached and turned away from your office. Do you know why? And especially Imo to take this up. This is a law, an anti-IPOB law that Hope Uzodinma enacted. What we are saying to them is that if you are one of those that voted for it, you should be thrown out of the House of Assembly because you have contravened the oath that you took. You swore to serve under the Constitution of this rule, 1999 Abdul Salami Constitution. That was your oath of office. You took an oath to defend that Constitution. That Constitution says that this law that you passed, you shouldn't pass it. Anybody who passes this law should be in prison. Hope Uzodinma should be in prison for passing this law. Not only has he gone contrary to the oath of office that he took, he has taken active steps to subvert the 1999 Constitution of this rule. And you see how, why a 419er should not be in political office? Do you see why Supreme Court, in fact, I blame the Supreme Court judges. Do you see why you shouldn't be appointing governors for people? All the fools, Banco, Replenton, do you see why you shouldn't dabble into politics? Your job is to interpret the law. Look at the idiot you put in Imo State. You see what he's doing? You can see what he's doing. The man is writing and saying, I want to use this opportunity to inform the people of whom the Tolu State Constituency and by extension all Imo people that I'm not privy to the clandestine insertion of some obnoxious, vexatious, and anti-democratic clauses to the Imo State Admission of Criminal Justice Amendment Bill 2020. I want this to be thrown out. This is according to Right Honorable Oke Onyekama writing a rebuttal on this very issue. You know that Nigerians, the zoo animals, when I say they say I'm insulting them. Graduates in Nigeria are a joke. That is why some of them disguise and say they don't like Nambekan or IPOB. Because they are tamed. That I said that the education is wasted. And I'm going to prove it to you tonight. I'm having a sip of water. I want us to look in greater detail at what the Fulani Supreme Court Governor of Imo State, Hope Uzodinma, that went to rig election in Edo. He took some people to go and falsify results in Edo. People with conscience, people that claim they have conscience, refer to him as a governor in Imo State. How sad can that be? Now listen to this. I want to tutor Hope Uzodinma and every baboon in Imo State House of Assembly that didn't go to school. Some of you with your forged certificates, some of you with your attended poultry farm in the name of universities, that even your lecturers, some of them, their brains are empty. Some of you do cultism, you bribe your way out. Some of you go and do whatever that you have to do to survive, and you sleep your way to a degree. I want to educate some of you who may have made it to Imo State House of Assembly. I want to enlighten you this very evening. Now, there are what is called constitutional limits on detention. Constitutional limits on detention. I want Hope Uzodinma to understand that that constitution you are holding and you are being sworn into office with, and every idiotic Imo State House of Assembly member that passed the anti-IPOB bill in Imo State House of Assembly, that section of the constitution that you're holding reaffirms the supremacy of the constitution, and I quote section 9. Somebody should please Google the zoo constitution, please, and then I'll put it on my page. Section 9 of the constitution of the zoo makes it very, very clear, makes it very, very clear that every treaty entered into by the zoo is part of the laws of Nigeria. like the African Treaty on Human and People's Rights. It is the Nigerian law. It was domesticated in 1983. It was called the Enforcement Act of 1983. Chapter A9 of the Laws of the Federation of Nigeria of 2004. Because all laws in the Nigeria was codified in 2004. Before that, it was the British. Section 36 of the Constitution of the Zulu, that constitution you are sworn in with, makes it very clear that you cannot detain anybody for more than 24 hours. If a competent court is within the jurisdiction of that, if the police is within the police station where the person is being held, is within the jurisdiction of a competent court of law, or where the crime was committed. Are you listening? So I'm telling the army and the police, all of you holding IPOB family members in your cells and in your guard rooms or whatever you call them, you're actually breaking the law. The Constitution says you cannot hold anybody for more than 24 hours without charging them to court. That is very clear, is there? That because the zoo is a zoo full of black people who cannot reason very well, they don't even know the law they're supposed to be upholding. Now, I want to remind Hopus Adema again of a very critical part of the Constitution. It says that the Constitution of the zoo is supreme. And if this is Section 1, subsection of the Constitution provides that this Constitution, the one written by Abdul Salami Abubakar, is supreme, and its provisions shall have binding force on the authorities and persons throughout the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Section 1, subsection 3 of the same Constitution says that if any other law, are you listening, Imo State House of Assembly? If any other law is inconsistent with the provisions of the Constitution, this Constitution shall prevail, and that other law shall, to the extent of its inconsistency, be void. So all of you in Imo State that have spent time enacting this or passing this useless bill, by virtue of the fact that you have granted Hope Uzodinma the powers to detain at will, that law you have made is null and void according to the Constitution you were sworn into office with. Is that very clear? Because nobody, according to Abdul Salami's Constitution, has the right to detain any other person. Only a court can do that. So you are in direct contravention of the Constitution of this Jew, which you swore to uphold. Now, Section 35, subsection 4 of that same Constitution says that any person who is arrested or detained shall be brought before a court, not before Governor of Imo State. Okay. Any person who is arrested or detained shall be brought before a court of law within a reasonable time. And if he is not tried within a period of 2 months, anybody who is in detention in this zoo for 2 months without trial is liable to be freed on bail. That is the law, according to your constitution. That is the law. Is that very clear? So, because you are dealing with IPOB and we are learned. Some of you didn't go to school. Some of you obtained your degrees, of course, questionably, from zoo universities where you don't go to school. You are on strike for 4 years. You go for a final year and you bribe lecturers and they graduate you. They give you a worthless piece of paper as a certificate. And you start talking rubbish on social media. Have you seen it? Not even their lawyers know this. Anytime somebody is in detention for up to 2 months, they are entitled, without conviction, they are entitled to be freed on bail, unless they are awaiting trial. In other words, their extension must be pronounced by a competent court of law. It is here in their constitution. Do they obey it? The answer is no. And you want me to call you human beings? Do you see why I call you animals? I call you animals because even the laws you wrote down yourselves, you cannot adhere to them. Section 35, subsection 5 of the same constitution, the Supreme Court governor. In subsection 4 of that section, it said a reasonable time means in any of an arrest you make, where a competent court, you must arraign somebody within 24 hours. Within 24 hours. If you don't take somebody to court within 24 hours, the DPO is in contravention. The state judiciary is in contravention. That is what the law says, but they don't enforce it. because the lawyer wants his appearance fee. You know, charge and bail lawyer, they'll be going 5,000 every time I appear in court. Even the lawyers are also helping to subvert the laws of the land. That tells you all you need to know. So who opposed Adema, you can now see that your stupid anti-IPOB legislation in Imo State is dead on arrival. All of you, in fact, where people uphold the law, you should be impeached. And every idiot in Imo State House of Assembly that was part of this nonsense should also leave office as well. Because, of course, you have gone contrary to the oath of office you took. You have directly and consciously subverted the Constitution of 1999, which is a crime on its own. Before you engage IPOB, make sure you bring up people who are learned, people that actually went to proper school, people who can hold their own. Because here, you don't know, you cannot fathom how intelligent we are. You cannot. Now, there was something that I alluded to earlier, which is very important. And the reason why I'm saying this is because a lot of people don't understand what the effort that goes into the research that we make. We research very extensively, and everything that we tell you is correct. Everything, you know, some people, I know some people that were hired by some of these idiots. They come out on some social media platforms, on Facebook, and they write nonsense. What Nnamdi Kanu is teaching, everything I teach is correct. Come and counter it. I told you that we are all Igbo people. That's what I said. We are all Igbo people. Even when I heard the name of the governor of Cross River State, to be honest, I thought he was a Yoruba man. Somebody had adopted him in Cross River. But here he is. He is the Cross River State governor. And I want you to hear what he has to say. And I want you to focus on one thing. I want you to focus on his accent and how he speaks. These are the people that Ohanaeze forgot. These are the people, you know, people say, why do you always blame Ohanaeze? He's the apex. I say, he's the apex in ignorance. People are ignorant. You're all foolish people. Yes, the witch is an Igbo man. But he goes outside and addresses him as a Niger Delta. Mwike. Yes, the Mwike. Chibita Mechi. He's an Igbo man. But he goes out, they address him as a Niger Delta. And I want to let our Ikwere brothers and sisters understand this. Some of you who are hostile to the idea of their prime, very few numbers of you, of course. You are doing it because of abandoned property. Because Fulani gave you your brother's properties in Igwacha and you took it over. And some of you, your parents collected rent, illegally of course, a criminal rent, from houses that were owned by your relatives. And they trained you with it. And you feel ashamed of yourself. And the only way to cover your shame is to say Igwere is not Igbo. I understand all of that. But let us listen to the governor of Cross River State. Not even in Igbo, it's in Cross River State. I told you, in Jaga, Mekoi, they are Igbo people. And I keep asking myself, this is intelligentsia. They are intelligent. They are elite. Intelligentsia, rubbish, garbage, elite. And you were there in all your intelligentsia and all that rubbish. In all of that garbage, you were there. Fulani man came and divided your land. Told your own flesh and blood, your own brothers and sisters, that they are not Igbo. And you did nothing. And you call yourself a leader. You open your mouth to say you're a leader. If not for the work that Owasofi and all the rest of them, Fedem, have been doing, all our people in Igodomigodo, me, I didn't even know. I never knew that Benin, Igodomigodo land. Is Igbo. I never knew that. When we did our research, we came out and we said that there are Igbo people in Cross River State. Ohanaeze, why are you not uniting this Igbo family? There are Igbo people in Benue. Why are you not bringing them closer? There are Igbo people even in Edo. Why are you not bringing them? They were intelligentsia. They're elite. It's five Igbo states. Southeast. why did you not say no? Why didn't you resist? Because it is the full army telling you what to do.
Now, let us see if we can listen to the governor of Cross River State. Let us see if we can listen to him. If this system can allow us, let us see if we can play it for the world to hear. For the world to hear what the governor of Cross River State has to say. When I preach this very gospel, and I say that we are all Igbo people, I know what I'm talking about. I cannot get it to open for some bizarre reason. For some strange reason, I don't know. Maybe they have connived. They have connived to deny us this very... I don't know why it is not playing, but I will try and play it. I will try to play this very video. It is very, very important that I play it. That for the world to understand that everything we preach here is true. Somebody asked me, we Niger Deltans. I said, you are all Igbo people. You are all Igbo. All everybody. Efiki, Bibio, Anang, everybody, you are Igbo. Go and check it. Do your history, do your research. Deny it as much as you can. We are all Igbo people, IGBO, people of the ancient. They said, bring him, let us kill him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. How can he say such a thing? And now, I can't find it. And I want somebody to please try and resend it to me. The one I have here is not opening for some inexplicable reason. I do not know why it is not opening. And I want it to open because I want to play it. I want to play it for the whole world to hear. For mankind to understand that we are one people. They've been dividing us and carving us out into pieces. They come to Egbema, they carve Egbema into three. You ask the so-called elite, the so-called apex of the apex. Apex, how come you have Egbema in Delta? There is Egbema in Rivers, Egbema in Imo. Are they not the same people? Apex and the elite will not say anything. It's the organ vote. It's the Igbo presidency. And they call themselves leaders. Umuokoko that grew old, they call themselves leaders. Umuokoko, they just grew old with gray hair, and you call yourselves leaders. Very, very sad indeed. We must see. I must try and play this. I must play it. Listen. I'm an Igbo. This is the Cross River State governor, and I cannot thank him enough. Because what this man has done is to provide justification for everything we preach on this platform. That everything I say is true. Why would I come to lie to our people? I will never do that. Heaven will strike me dead. I can't do that. I'm playing the voice of the governor of Cross River State. As I told you, we are everywhere. The land of the ancients. We were divided. We became the way we were because our enemy, Britain, knew. Britain knew that the only way to weaken these children of God is by dividing them. As Satan did with Israel, Judea and the south, and the northern kingdom. Have you forgotten? Even at the time, the northern kingdom had a king, Judea had a king, and they were fighting themselves. And the Assyrians came and swallowed them. After that, the Babylonians came and destroyed them completely because they were divided. That was what Britain did. Britain divided us, and the Janjaweed, the Fulani, came now to drive it home. I want this video posted everywhere as a justification that everything we preach on Radio Biafra is true. When I say it, you may not believe it. It may sound strange. It will sound so strange that you will say, where are you coming from? Is he mad? What? After a while, just a little while, just in a few minutes, after a while, it becomes very clear. You see, Ejo is Igbo. Ejo, I-J-A-W-A-Z-M, is Igbo. Is Igbo. Istoko is Igbo. Istekri is Igbo. I-G-B-O. If you don't know, let me tell you. Differences in language doesn't mean you're different people. And there's an experiment we have. It's COVID-19 that ruined a lot of things for us. I collected samples from every
Biafran clan, every ethnic group in Biafra land. I gave it to a laboratory in the United States of America to do the gene mapping and to tell me if they're all one people or not. You don't know I did that? It's only COVID-19 that's messing everything up. You don't know how far we have gone. Wait. After COVID-19. Yes, we have Zoom is gone. Let's just travel, resume normally. That Zoom you see today, you will not see it anymore. We have something in store for them that they don't know about. Everybody that we claim is Biafra by blood, by gene, by the bone. If you went to one of those zoo universities where you go on strike for 4 years and graduate after 6 months of recycling rubbish, don't come to us. We'll decimate because your level of thinking is not up to ours, so you can't comprehend what we're saying. I told you that we are all one people, and you are talking nonsense. He wants to take our land. He's coming to the land grab in Niger Delta. Rubbish. Nothing like Niger Delta. What is the meaning of Niger Delta? Let us listen to the governor of Cross River State. Listen attentively. Umuokoko, listen. Baby Sabo, listen. Elite Fulefu, listen very carefully. That is why the whole world listened to us. White people listen to this gospel more than blacks all over the world. You don't know because we preach the truth uncompromisingly. Listen, please. We are Igbos and when we left school, me and my friends, we are Igbos. Governor of Cross River State. Anybody who doubts anything they hear on this platform is a fool forever. We don't lie. The fact speaks for itself. In fact, I remember what there's a way Barrister Mamis used to say it is literally a bit. I don't know what he used to say. When he says the fact speaks for itself. Now you understand it, don't you? Niger Delta. Delta Niger, Upper Delta, Bendel, South South, South South South, and I'm calling no useless people without brains. You think I'll come here to preach what I don't know? Is that what you're thinking? Is that what you think? I preach the gospel of heaven. Heaven gives me a message and gives to the living. You think I'll come here and I'll say what I don't know? I thank the governor for finding me. For finding it in himself to come up to speak the truth that the world may know, and the devil will be covered with shame. I love what this Yoruba group have said, I must say, because now people have now discovered who they are. We have preached on this platform so many times. Don't allow Yoruba Muslims to deceive you. And now this group has come up. What is their name again? The Yoruba Muslims have been the weakest link within the ethnic nation because of the habitual preaching. This is actually a statement from a Yoruba group, and I'll read it very carefully, please, and I'll try and round it up as quickly as possible. A new Yoruba Muslim group, YOMPEC, YOMPEC, vows to work with OPC, Yoruba World Congress, Akoya, and others to fight for self-determination. This is what I love about them. Yoruba Muslim group. Let me tell you what I've said. The Yoruba ethnic nationality is gradually but steadily pulling its components together in preparation for the final push for self-determination. The Yoruba Muslims have been the weakest link within the ethnic nation because of the habitual affiliation of this segment of the populace with their fellow Muslims controlling the Sokoto Caliphate in the far north. Spillover in the realm of politics has produced MK Abiola, Bola Ahmed, Tinubu, both are Muslim Yoruba, who have provided veritable conduits for the Fulani hegemonic influence to be felt so acutely in Yorubaland in recent decades and era. Throughout the era of military rule, the Northwest Alliance seems to have come naturally, because as I told you before, everything I tell is the truth. I was telling you before that the weak link in Yorubaland are the Muslims. I've told you that before. And now, it is coming from the mouth of Yoruba people as well. So why would any sensible person doubt what we preach on this platform? I was saying it before. I said, don't preach. I said, I will say it. Of course, it's the truth. Once it's the truth, I will preach it. I told you that Bola Ahmed Tinubu is one of those people. The reason why they brought out MKO Abiola was because he was a Muslim. People would then say, how about Obasanjo? Obasanjo came about because Obasanjo was the loyal servant of the caliphate. Obasanjo voted for Shagari. That was his enmity between, that's the basis of the enmity between himself and Awolowo. Awolowo got the returning, the polling, is it the returning officer, whatever they call him, in the polling station of where in Otta when Obasanjo voted in 1979. And they wanted to know who Obasanjo voted for. Obasanjo voted for Shagari. Go and ask Obasanjo and he will tell you. So we have always known that the weakest link in Yoruba land are the Muslims. Now, rather than coming out to castigating Nnamdi Kanu for saying it all the time, why is he saying this? They have now gone and had a rethink. They have weighed what we told them and they've seen it the truth. And now they have come out in full force. That, in a nutshell, the young Yoruba Muslim values the kinship with his fellow Yoruba man and other adherents of Islam from northern Nigeria, and they are determined to show their new mindset by joining the self-determination quest for an independent Oduduwa nation. This is a big deal because this shift in alignment is designed to drastically alter the geopolitical balance in Nigeria going forward against the Sokoto Caliphate, as if to expunge all the unsavory memories of the past. The Muslim youth have resolved to replace the name Jumatu Islam with Yoruba Muslims People's Congress, YMPEC, and I commend them immensely. I commend them immensely for this. Very, very powerful. Very, very immense. And they must continue on this very line. Because Fulani is the problem. A Hausa man has no issues. It's very, very sad that the Middle Belt allowed themselves to be deceived. But of course, they've apologized and we've accepted the apology. So it's fine, we're moving forward. We love everybody the same. But we want everybody to be free. All we need to do is to stand up at the same time and we are all free. Because what I find astonishing is this. What if Lefus and the saboteurs and the traitors don't ask themselves is this. Bandits have killed 2 policemen in Sokoto, 5 farmers in Katsina. Nobody is raiding the villages arresting people. Do you know what they're doing in Owata this evening? They're taking people's television, army. They said they're looking for their 2 soldiers. And a soldier was injured and receiving treatment in a hospital. The soldiers came and they're packing away people's television, taking away their stereo, taking away their mobile phones. Some of them are even carrying their furniture, their city, to army barracks. Some of these things, you think you are living in the era of, I don't know, maybe Conan the Barbarian, I don't know, I don't understand, or Welsh's 1 million BC. This is happening in the 21st century. The army will go into a village and be stealing people's properties in broad daylight. That a soldier was injured. Unbelievable. But bandits have killed 2 policemen in Sokoto. I want to hear that very place that this thing happened, that they have gone there, they've raided the village, they've killed everybody. And those supporting this type of terrorist policing in our land will be held accountable for it. All the judges who are making money, who are in cahoot with the police commissioner and the army commandants of the various divisions they have in our land, bring me IPOB people, let's make money off them. One day, you will use your mouth to vomit all that money. And I have some names for our people here this evening. Names of those making life difficult for our people. Names of those who have gone about working with the Zulu army, the terrorist army, to terrorize our people. Now, in Owasa, in Oko here, in Imo, a place called Imogate, in Oba. Army have been arresting people, especially in Ozoako and Imogate. They have been stealing people's properties and carting them away to Asa High School. Yeah, I think Asa was a high school and they closed it down and they turned it into army barracks in our own land. A secondary school closed down and turned into army barracks. And I have some names of the people working with Fulani terrorists in uniform. They have asked the villagers, the youth in the village, to go into the bush to go and look for whoever killed soldiers in Okoye. We don't know who killed their soldiers. But they have said, go and look for them, that they are blaming IPOB for it. Chief Boniface Mokojim, I'm giving you the names of the traitors we have in our land. Boniface Mokojim, Chief Martins Nwosu, Chief Okosisi, they call him Okosisi 1 of Okoya village. And for Ozoako village, we have Chief Richard Mwabara, Chief Ogogo Elijah, who is the traditional prime minister, and somebody they call His Royal Highness, is the Godwin Okanna, in Ipu South Autonomous Community in Okwa West, at the state. These are the traitors we have working with Fulani Janjaweed in our land. And funny enough, in this Okwa was the same place that this army, during Operation Python, has killed our people and dumped their bodies inside the Boro Pit. These same useless people there never came out to say anything. And I'll give you the names again. Chief Boniface, anywhere you see this man, please, anywhere you see him, any of them, give them IPOB treatment. If they come into our bar, they know what will face them. Anywhere in Igwacha, anywhere you see any of these people, Chief Boniface Mokojim, Chief Martins Mwosu, Chief one they call Okosisi 1 of Okoya village, and from Ozoako village, there's one somebody called Chief Richard Mwabara, Chief Ogogo Elijah, who is traditional prime minister, and His Royal Highness, this so-called Royal Highness or Royal, his Royal Disgrace. Anywhere you see this man, you teach him a lesson. These are the traitors in our land working with terrorist army and police to give Fulani land in Okwa. These are the criminals doing it. And I am warning them this night to the hearing of the whole world. Should anything happen to Prince Akanwa, who is the coordinator, IPOB coordinator of One Man Country Zone, is called. One Man Country is the zone we have in Okwa. Who right now, as I'm speaking to you, is the military are holding him. They have tortured him. I'm not sure he will survive till tomorrow morning. His name is Prince Akanwa. He was beaten to an inch of his life and his media officer as well. They are currently at a high school Fulani military camp with all his property stolen. So this is for the world to know. If anything, should anything happen to Prince Akanwa, the coordinator of IPOB, in a place called One Man Country Zone in Oba, all of these people will pay very dearly for it. This idiot called Chief Boniface Mokoji, Martins Nwosu, Okosisi 1 of Okoya village, Chief Richard Mwabwa, Chief Ogogwa Elijah, His Royal Highness, this is the Godwin Okanna, all of you will pay very dearly for it. Not only in Oba, this same nonsense is happening in Ebonyi State. There is a traditional ruler in Afiku South. There is a traditional ruler in Afiku South making life difficult for our people. He has also taken money from Mietiala to establish a Fulani village in Afiku South. His name is Apostle Okorie Ekumankama. And I am shocked because I have a lot of respect and regard for the Ekumankama family. They were in Government College Omaha with me. Of course, one of the finest high schools in the whole world, of course. Nobody can dispute that. The name of the village, Damangueda, I hope it's not the same Ekumankama that I used to know. Not the same family that I used to know. Because it's a very, very honorable family. Very, very important. These people are those who are giving our people grief. And I must warn, if you have somebody, if you are a Biafran in DSS or in the army, and they ask you to come with them to go and raid any IPOB family meeting, and you join them, anything that happens to you is your business. And that village, we will see that village as a village that produces saboteurs. You don't have people going about arresting innocent people in the north. It doesn't happen in Fulani land. But you are busy arresting your own people. People trying to save you from the mess that you're in. People trying to save you from the mess that this Jew has put you in. And what is that mess about? It is the mess that Archbishop Onaikon, Emeritus, of course, is talking about. That the zoo is bad, that things are happening in the zoo that will make it break up before 2023. Those are the things that we are trying to salvage. I know, maybe because of my outspokenness and the fact that I lead IPOB all over the world, some people have connived not to give life to the entire Ibeku clan where I come from, United States. And I asked them, who are those responsible? They said they will get me their names in the next few days. The whole of Ibeku, that is blackout, that is where the government house is, in the land of my ancestors. There is no light. For months now, no light. And those who are responsible for this are those that claim that they love our people. I'm giving them only 5 days. No, not 5 days. I'll be on air again on Wednesday. I give them between now and Wednesday, 3 days maximum, to make sure that they restore light in Ibeku, or else they'll have us to contend with. And you may be wondering why. That is very important. It's very, very important, because we can't allow Fulani to groom saboteurs in our land. It cannot happen. There were some people who were busy selling our ancestral land in my village, and we put a stop to it. They've been running around with their Fulani masters trying to ferment trouble. They were selling our ancestral land, and we said no to it. And I gave the order, if you have bought land opposite Golden Guinea, you are wasting your time. Those structures will be demolished. You are wasting, I don't care if it's a hospital, a church, or whatever, they are ancestral lands. It's for the community, it doesn't belong to anybody. I don't know what is getting into our people these days. Everybody is busy selling land. Go and look for something to do than selling village land. Is that an occupation or what? Can try that elsewhere, not in Afaruku, you cannot do it. Every land taken or given to individuals will be returned back to the people, including old Timbashed, which will be returned back to the people. The era of that garbage has come and gone. You can take your light all you like. I'm giving you from now till Wednesday to return the light in Ibeku. It must come back. If it doesn't, then there is nothing that the electricity company is doing. They might as well pack up and leave. And with that, we have come to the end of our program this very day. I thank you all very much for listening, as always. And without any hesitation, everything we preach here is the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Once again, I congratulate Obaseki. Once again, I thank the governor of Cross River State. And I also commend those of you that stood up very bravely in Igodomi Igodo land, Governor Wick and all the rest of them, to ensure that the will of the people prevailed. I expect the same thing to happen in Imo State, albeit belatedly. I expect Imo people to also rise up and to make sure that Janjaweed slave, Hopus Orema, is no longer there. I thank you all for listening this very evening. And as always, do not forget what Biafra means towards our religion. And here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Okikagbe Mapumihene Elohim Adonai El Shaddai is our God. Until Wednesday, from me, from here. Good evening.